Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, on this 15th day of November 2021. Folks, as we start the new week, enough moisture in place for some late night and early morning low clouds. I'm looking at a visible satellite picture as of mid-morning on Monday, and those clouds very narrow band along the I-35 corridor have extended from south of Waco, the Temple, Belton, Killeen area, down through Austin, then back out over the eastern hill country and end up out around Uvalde, Del Rio, and back down toward Laredo. But these clouds are burning off quickly. It's a sign that high pressure off to the east with a clockwise wind flow around it has been pretty efficient in getting a little moisture back. There was some dense fog in patches over parts of the hill country this morning as well. But all this should burn off quickly. We should be into sunshine with above average temperatures over the next couple of days. We'll keep southerly winds going, and as a result, we'll see temperatures warm into the lower 80s. Those temperatures about 10 to 15 degrees above seasonal averages for this time of year. All that comes in advance of a cold front due in the area by Wednesday night into Thursday morning. It'll probably be after midnight Wednesday night. I just don't get much of a feel for any rain chances with the front. I think it'll go through the area just mainly with a wind shift. If there's anything, maybe a rain shower or thunderstorm, primarily off the east of I-35, but even east of that area. I think more like U.S. Highway 77, well to the east of the Austin area proper. So going to watch all that. Cooler air spills in. We go from highs in the lower 80s to highs in the mid and upper 60s by the time we get to Thursday and Friday with plenty of sunshine. That high pressure area that comes in the wake of the Wednesday morning front will then move east of the area. Winds pick up southerly again late Friday into Saturday. We'll begin to warm up on Saturday, get temperatures back into the 70s again. That'll be followed by another cold front on Sunday morning. That front, I think, will come through dry, even though we need to watch that. Just a wind shift and a little bit cooler temperatures just beyond the 7-day period. Looks like another cold front by next Monday morning. It'll come through the area, sort of a reinforcing cold front as well. I will let you know, if you go out and look at the outlooks prepared by the Climate Prediction Center of the National Weather Service, that we go into a more unsettled weather pattern next week. I know it's a holiday with Thanksgiving, but it does look like we do get into perhaps a better chance of rain by the time we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. We'll just have to keep an eye on it closely, especially as we get it into the 7-day forecast period. We'll get a better idea about what's going to happen. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 15th day of November 2021. I'll update my 7-day forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Tuesday morning. Have yourself a good Monday.